Composer Steve Reich has studied African drums, the chanting of Hebrew scriptures, Balinese gamelan, and classical music composition. The diversity of his interests combined to help win him worldwide recognition in the mid-1970s with Music for 18 Musicians. Now Steve Reich has written a couple of pieces that he says may be his best work. This week, these pieces will be released on his new CD, You Are Variations. Jeff London has this report on Steve Reich's latest music.
From the opening measures of You Are Variations, the music is unmistakably by Steve Reich. The propulsive, interlocking rhythms in the pianos and percussion. The searing strings. The smooth vocal lines. Grant Gershon, music director of the Los Angeles Master Chorale and conductor of You Are Variations, says keeping all these different elements together isn't easy.
Steve's pieces remind me a little bit of, at Disneyland, Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. It has that kind of feeling to it, or almost like, you know, playing a pinball game where you've got several balls in action all at once. In this piece, for instance, there are several points where it'll go on for almost 300 measures of very fast, constantly changing meters. And as a conductor, of course, that's a great challenge, and it's great fun. And when everything is going right, there's such a feeling of exhilaration.
You Are Variations has four movements, each with short sayings culled from sources as diverse as the Hebrew Psalms and German philosophers. The composer has been a serious student of Judaism for the past three decades. The text of the first movement, You Are Wherever Your Thoughts Are, comes from the writings of Rabbi Nachman of Breslov, a Hasidic mystic from the 18th century. Steve Reich says his words resonate on many levels.
You Are Wherever Your Thoughts Are is, amongst other things, first true of us human beings. You and I can be, and everybody else listening can be, you know, sitting wherever they're sitting, but what's in their mind is sort of really where they are. But it's also a wonderful description of how we listen to music. As the music goes, so we go, if you're really listening.
Reich has been getting people to listen to music in different ways for the past 40 years. His interests are wide-ranging. He's as apt to talk about quantum mechanics as he is to tell you about the computer program he uses to compose music on his laptop. And his work reflects years of studying African drumming, Balinese gamelan, Hebrew cantillation, jazz, and early Western classical music. For instance, in You Are Variations, Reich doubles all the vocal lines with woodwind instruments. It's a technique, he says, he picked up from a master.
Now, this is a trick I learned from a composer you may have heard of. His name is Bach. If you're a singer and there's an instrument playing with you, it's a wonderful feeling because the pitch is there. Someone is playing that pitch. You have this wonderful voice instrument, a blend of vocal and instrumental timbre.
Thank you. The text for the final movement of You Are Variations comes from another rabbi and translates from Hebrew to say little and do much, which could be a description of Steve Reich's minimalist musical aesthetic, which builds powerfully from small phrases, chord progressions, and rhythms into a complex whole. Rice says he usually maps out his pieces with a harmonic ground plan, kind of an overarching idea of the musical structure. But in the case of You Are Variations and Cello Counterpoint, the other piece on the new CD, he found himself diverging from his original plans.
Intuition just grabbed hold of me and said, hey, let's just go somewhere else, and you never want to turn your back on that.
Steve Reich wrote Cello Counterpoint for Israeli cellist Maya Beiser, who arranged a commission for it. He first heard Beiser when she was a member of the Bang on a Can All-Stars, a cutting-edge group of New York composers and musicians.
Maya Beiser is a wonder. The intensity of attack, the way she moves the bow on the string, is so declarative and so forceful without being overbearing that the piece just sparkles. That kind of energy is really her.
Cello Counterpoint is in 8 parts, and Beiser plays them all. In performance, 7 are on tape, and Maya Beiser plays the 8th part live.
The way one approaches a piece like that is literally just, there are 8 lines, and each one of those lines are quite complicated, so you really need to learn piece time 8 before you go to record it. We recorded the piece in 3 days, 3 insane days of just working nonstop.
Steve Reich directed Maya Beiser's performance in the studio. Using a stripped-down recording, Beiser describes how the different parts came together.
We built the recording in a very strategic way from the bottom up, and it's a fascinating process, the way you do that, and you sort of slowly create the piece, and, you know, we mostly would get the groove, so to speak, part first, the complicated rhythm. There are a lot of very complex rhythms going on of 7s and 5s and 6s that constantly shift.
Steve Reich will be celebrating his 69th birthday on October 3rd, and he's looking forward to marking the occasion with the release of his new CD.
I am self-critical, and I think I have some sense of, you know, good, better, best when it comes to my own music, and I think this is as good an album as I've put out in a long time, or maybe just period.
For his 70th birthday next year, he's already working on 2 new pieces. One is called Pearl Variations, in memory of murdered journalist Daniel Pearl. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
Steve Reich reveals more about his composing process, and there's a stripped-down clip from Cello Counterpoint at our website, npr.org.